everybody. This is Brian Niederhaus with Smarter Networker and DannyJohnson.com. Thank you for joining us for the closing portion of our prospecting and closing class series. Tonight's going to be epic, game changer for so many of you. And for those of you that are joining us just for the closing class and have not yet been part of the prospecting classes, man, you're in for a great evening tonight. Make sure that you are fully prepared to take lots of notes, ready to take action on the things that you learn over the next couple of hours. Danny is one of the best closers I've ever seen in my entire life, bar none, and doing some epic things for years and years. I personally have seen her close over $50,000 in brand new business in 1 month, and I know her record is much higher than that. And this person is going to help you more than you could ever imagine in your personal closing skills in your business. Now, there's a couple things you want to make sure you're doing tonight. Number one, make sure you turn off all the distractions. You've invested a lot of time and money into this class, as is Danny, and please make sure that you are getting every single bit out of that. So turn off Facebook. This is not a time to be hanging out in the Facebook group that we set up for this class and chatting about what Danny's talking. This is a time to be taking notes and completely focused on what she's talking about tonight. These skills, sometimes it's one little nugget that just comes out of her mouth in just a second, and you don't want to miss those things. So make sure you eliminate all the distractions that you might have. Make sure you've got your pen and paper ready or taking all the notes you possibly can. We are just so excited to start already be hearing the results that are coming in from these classes. And the differences that people are having in their business, the mindset changes, the light bulbs are going on, the differences that people are seeing in their personal results already in just a couple of days are shocking. And so tonight's going to be one of those nights that could really totally change the direction of your business, as will this entire series. So please be ready to take a ton of notes. After the class, we'd love to have you join us over at the Facebook group. Share with us what you've learned from this week or this class tonight, and as well as what you're applying in your business. And we'd love to hear from you on what you're doing over there. So with that, I would like to introduce one of the best closers I've ever seen, ever worked a business, and also a mentor to so many people, having helped literally thousands of people hit goals and dreams they never thought possible. And with that, please help me welcome Danny Johnson.
Thank you, Brian, so much for being here tonight to do those introductions. And I have loved working with you so much. Brian and I have been together, and his wife and my husband have all been together for nearly 2.5 decades, which is a long freaking time. And so we've watched each other, whether it was super up close or from afar. I had the privilege of working with his wife, actually. I was a part of bringing her into a business, just like whatever business it is that you're in the direct selling industry, as well as Brian, and was the one who got them started and trained and developed everything that we're doing here in that business that we had and built together. And they had a crazy amount of success. In fact, developed over, I think, 2.5 million in sales, which is pretty awesome for some young rookies to the field. Anyway, hey, most of you are in both classes. I think there's just a couple of you that are not. So I honestly am just going to kick this off as though everyone is in both classes. And most of us had the chance to work together on Tuesday. And what I want us to move to immediately is first a couple of announcements, then a little bit of time of setting your mindset correctly for us working together with closing. There's so many of you, there's so many various different degrees of skill set that is represented in tonight's class. I was really blown away. Earlier today, I met with a private class. I'm doing a private custom prospecting and closing class with a particular company. And it's blowing my mind. People who have never picked up the phone and dialed a phone number. People who have never done a presentation that did, in the last 36 hours, they did just that. Even one who closed somebody. People who have now set up their hours to actually build a business. I was really blown away about how many phone calls actually had been done and how many closes had already happened, and they had never done that before. And so I'm excited to see what it is you're doing, and how serious you're taking this class and how serious you're taking your business. Now, first off, I want to let you know, please, I hope you're paying attention, and we will let you know through an email as well. The last class is scheduled. The last class for closing is scheduled for February 22nd. That class is being moved to March 1st. We made a mistake there. And so the last class is not February 22nd. This class is going to have a two-week break, and it's due to the fact that we have First Steps to Success February 23rd. And so in order to do that, I will not be performing either class. I'm teaching two closing classes on Thursdays this month, and both of those classes are being moved to March the 1st. So please write that down in your calendar. We're going to have a two-week break just for the closing class. I'm going to say that again, just for the closing class on February 22nd. It no longer is happening on February 22nd. It is happening on March 1st, okay? So that first announcement, please write that down so that you aren't confused. And if you've got part of your team on this call, make sure they understand that the February 22nd class has been moved to March the 1st. All right, next, I want to make sure that you are not sharing logins. You cannot share the private Facebook groups. And please do not have me on speakerphone tonight or share your MP3 with anybody. Ethics are important in business. And what I did building my sales force as well as building my business is it required people quality of person that you get. Not only that, but allowing people that did not pay for this class to listen in on this class is dishonorable and unethical, and you will reap what you sow. Not only that, you will duplicate what you're doing, and what you're clearly showing is that you do not have a standard of honor in your own life. Now, if you just got caught doing this and you're like, oh crap, I didn't realize that, and if you now take me off the speakerphone, or you now do not share the MP3, that you do not share the logins or share the Facebook group, then, okay, you repent. You walk away from that and you're like, I'm not going to do it anymore. That's not right. And it's true because it's setting the wrong precedence as a leader to your sales force. It is not helping them. It is hurting them, and you're teaching them to cheat. You're teaching them to lie. You're teaching them to steal information they did not pay for. So ethics are important in business, and however, whatever the ethics are that you live by, those ethics are going to duplicate, period, end of story. So if you like to break rules that are set up for your success, then you will have people that will not follow your instructions as well. So it really all depends on what kind of a team you want to build. You heard from Brian, turn off all the distractions. This is not time to be chatting. 98%ers call it multitasking. I'm telling you, you're not a champion. If you're trying to text right now, if you are on Facebook right now, if you're tweeting right now, if you're chatting right now, if you're checking email right now, you're showing yourself to be an absolute amateur. And amateurs lose in the great game of business. And if you want to be a champion in business, you're turning off all of your distractions and you're turning them off now. Your MP3 is located in your account manager at DannyJohnson.com. So you are required to listen to tonight's MP3 every day until next Thursday. Now, most of you are in both classes. That means you're going to listen to Tuesday night's MP3. You're going to listen to tonight's MP3. Why? Remember, this is you being raised up as a champion. I told you on Tuesday night that I want to help to develop 1,000 professional prospectors and closers. That's a high standard. We do not want to develop people who are going to fail. I will not have people in my classes or a part of our client base that fail. We develop success stories every single day. That's what we do. And if you want success, you're going to follow the directions. So the MP3 is in your account manager. That is, of course, you purchased the MP3. Why do we want you to listen to it? Because this has to get integrated into you. It needs to become second nature to you. It needs to become a normal language to you. It needs to become a normal way of thinking for you. And that is only going to happen by repetition of the same material that you are working on right now, especially re-listening to what is fresh going into you right this minute. So if you did not purchase the MP3 for the class, you can email support@dannyjohnson.com. You can email them right as soon as this class is done, right at 8:30, support@dannyjohnson.com, or you can call our team. They are ready to assist you at 866-760-8255. Okay? Joseph, Nellie, Nate, Isaiah, any of them, Sarah, any of them are willing and able to help you immediately get that MP3. Okay? Now, the Facebook page is a closed group for those registered in the class. So if you're searching for that group, you can find it at Smarter Networker Super Friends. Again, that's Smarter Networker Super Friends. I also want to give you an invitation to do this. If you can find it, you know, Facebook is always changing their platform and it ticks me off so bad. But I would love to hear from you on my personal, on my public wall, my personal page. I don't ever do anything with it. But if you go to Danny Johnson Live on Facebook and or you go to smarternetworker.com on Facebook from your mobile, you'll be able to write on my wall. If you do it from a computer, for some reason, it doesn't work the same. But if you're using your smartphone and you go to Facebook, type in Danny Johnson Live. It'll take you directly to our public page. Tonight, after the class is all done, I really... mobile. If you know how to do it from a computer, go for it. But I want you to write in the wall. And I'll probably make a post. Class is over. Give me your thoughts. I may do that as well. Okay. You're going to be getting a homework reminder February 2nd. You're going to get an email from us that has your homework for you to put in your details about your homework so we can compile the information and have it ready for Tuesday's class. You're going to get it about 12 p.m. Central Time, so I want you to put an appointment in your calendar with a reminder reminding you to check your email at 12 noon Central Time. That would be 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. So put a reminder there for you so that you know to check that email and you know exactly what numbers you're going to put in. That homework assignment is due February the 4th at midnight, okay, before midnight, 11:59 p.m. Now, this is how you will know we got your homework assignment. As soon as you've completed it, because it's in the form of a survey, right, and it's a place where you're going to put your dials, how many presentations you did, how many closes you had, how many customers you got. So you're going to put in all that information, plus there's two other assignments that you'll see in the homework link, and this is what it'll say. So when you've completed it and you hit send, it will say your survey has been completed. That's how you know if we got your homework, okay? If you want to role play with me, and it's important for you, I'm not saying that I can or that I will, but if you do want me to role play with you, then you're going to put that in your homework assignment. There'll be a question there, and it'll say, do you want to role play with Danny? Just put yes or no, okay? You don't have to role play with me to be able to learn how to be a great closer or a great prospector at all. Just being involved in these classes and hearing the content is going to help you do that. All right. I read something a couple of days ago. I'm going to pass this on to you. I was opening the best success book ever written, and it said, do not fear. Do not let your hands be weak. I believe that completely applies to you and me. Do not fear. Do not let your hands be weak. Do not let your hands be weak in sharing your business or your service with somebody. Don't let your hands be weak in sharing your product with somebody. Don't let your hands be weak with picking up the phone to call someone. This is out of the best success book ever written. You see, fear will stop you from success, and fear is nothing but a smoke cloud. That's all it is. It's a big thing of fog. It's not even real. In order to have a lot of closes, you need to be doing a lot of dials. On Tuesday, we talked about 80% of your time being in prospecting, 19% of your time being in training, 1% of your time in problem solving. I really want you to work on sticking to that. Now, the point of doing these classes, friends, is that you become a smarter networker. That's what this is. Why? Because the world is filled with millions of dumb networkers. The world is filled with millions of amateur networkers. The world is filled with millions of network marketers who are broke and never make a dime. So you're here tonight in this class and in the prospecting class because you are supposed to be a professional, smarter networker. That's what I'm here to train you to do. And in order to become a smarter networker, you've got to be doing the work. Your hands cannot be weak. You got to strengthen your hand with picking up that phone, getting in front of people, doing your presentations, working on these scripts, and becoming a great prospector and closer. Before I go any further, I want to explain something very important. I want you to imagine that there is a plot of land, and in that plot of land, a farmer, he decides that he wants to buy it and he wants to grow a crop. He's one of those farmers, it might be like some of us, we really have a bend towards organics and heirloom seeds. So he buys the best topsoil he can find. He puts in the best minerals into it. Can you imagine it? Can you feel it? It's like black. It's like, it's warm. It's filled with minerals. It's just beautiful, nice and loose, ready to receive seed. And he or she is purchasing the best heirloom organic seed that is available. He hires the best workers. He learns from the best people. He buys the best equipment. He goes out, him and his team, and they go out and they plant the field. A week later, he comes back. He takes a look, and he sees a bunch of weakling, little, tiny sprouts in the field. He looks at how weak those sprouts are. He stomps on a few of them. He says, this is all I get. I work so hard. I put up with people not showing up. I put up with so much rejection. I put up with whining of my team. I spent so much money on the heirloom seed, so much money on all the equipment. And this is the only results I have. Fooling with this. I'm out of here. Now, you and I know that a farmer would never do something like that. But that's exactly what network marketers do every single week. That when it's not going fast enough, they stomp on what I call a sprout. You see, a sprout is proof of progress. It's also proof of a guarantee of what is to come. You see, what's inside that sprout is the fruit you're looking to eat. But it first comes in the form of a sprout. And a sprout is weak. It can be scorched by the sun and die. It can be flooded out by too much rain. It could be stomped on by some animal just trudging through your field, which you cannot control. So the bottom line is I see network marketers do this every week. Let me tell you how that equates to you. You and I were together on Tuesday night in the prospecting class. And I have to tell you how proud I am of how smart almost every one of you in this class were, that you realize that you want to grow both of your skills at the same time. Some of you are just in the closing class not realizing that you actually needed to be in the prospecting class. If you can't get anyone or you can't get a lot of people to show up for a presentation, you don't have a closing problem. You have a prospecting problem. So again, if you're not having, you know, 9 out of 10 people that you schedule to come for a presentation show up for the presentation, you need the prospecting class. Not only that, but how you set up the prospecting equation determines how easy it is to close. So if your prospecting equation is not proper, it's not done right, you don't get the bases loaded, it doesn't matter if you're able to close, there's no one to close. The other part of it is that you might be having someone show to the presentation, but the way you framed that presentation is hurting your close. The entire process has to be seamless. The whole process has to be seamless. And if it's not seamless, it's harder to close and you will not make as much money. I'm sure that makes sense to you. So here's where I'm at. 48 hours ago, you and I were together. And while we were together 48 hours ago, we went through some intense work, rolling up the sleeves, learning how to talk to people, learning how to form people, finding out what wasn't working. Hopefully you tweaked your game. It's been 48 hours. What have you done? What did you implement? What are your sprouts? Sprouts are proof of what's to come. Sprouts is a small little activity that when it is protected, then it turns into a tree. So what does that look like? Number one, a sprout is some kind of a activity you were not doing before. It is something that is going to lead to the result that you want. So in this case, it would be dials. Let's say you increased your dials over the last 48 hours. Let's say that you actually picked up the phone. That's a huge thing. Like you haven't done that in weeks or never did. Let's say that you, those are sprouts, by the way. Let's say that you got someone in front of a presentation. That is a sprout, all right? But how people scorch their sprout or drown their sprout or stomp on their sprout is by saying something like this. Well, yeah, you know, I called 10 people, but nobody signed up yet. You just scorched and killed your sprout. Well, Danny, I did. I brought 8 people to a presentation in the last 48 hours, but no one joined me. You just drowned out the life of your sprouts. So when it comes to sprout, you got to feed progress. You cannot feed what isn't going right. You have to feed what you want to flourish, and you need to neglect what you want to die. So what you feed will flourish, what you neglect will die. So I want you to write down 3 sprouts that you have from the last 48 hours. We just talked 2 days ago. So I want to hear, what improvements have you made? Write down 3 things right now. Did you increase your dials? Did you actually make dials for the first time? Did you actually get on the phone with people? Did you script them? Did you do better with form? Did you do better with getting people to a presentation? Did you have anyone show up to a presentation? Okay, those would all be sprouts, all right? Those are important. That's actually the thing that's going to get the result. Not having a leadership meeting, that's not going to get a result. Okay, not thinking about contemplating practicing the script on a real-life prospect is going to get a result. But I'm talking about the very activities that actually make money, okay? That's what we have to do in order to grow your sales, in order to grow your income, and in order to change lives. That's the bottom line, okay? So so one of the ways to nourish your sprout, number one, is to write it down, okay? That's giving life to it. Number two is to tell people about it. Talk about it. Okay? Give life to it. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So give life to that sprout. All right? So what I want you to do right now is I'm going to coach you about your sprouts. I want to hear what your sprouts have been for the last 48 hours. Okay? So if you want to share your sprouts, press number one. Carrie, who's the first one?
Are we ready for the first one?
Yep, go for it.
Kimberly Bixby, your line's open.
Kimberly.
Hey, I made $53 in a little over 3 hours. I read the script to 5 people, got 2 scheduled for the live webinar, and I have implemented what you taught on Tuesday and got a call back from doing that.
From the voicemail script?
Yes.
That's awesome. That's huge.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
It is huge. Thank you.
Yeah, that's amazing. Congratulations. Now, I want to point something out real quick. You brought up that you did 53 dials. And remember we were talking about the time management thing and about how many dials it takes in how many hours? We talked about that on Tuesday. Okay, so I have it broken down even more. So you said in 3 hours, you did 53 dials, okay? Now, if we are prospecting, on the 10-hour-a-week thing, right? And again, that was just 5 hours. It turns out to be about 29 dials per hour. If you divide the 230 dials by 8 hours, remember I said it, in 8 hours you can do 230 dials, right? So
right.
In 3 hours you did 53. You should have be around 360, 90. So now what I want you to do, Kimberly, and by the way, I'm proud of you because I saw on Tuesday that you had no dials reported. So I'm proud of you.
I did, okay.
Yeah, for some reason, they did not show up in my report, so I apologize for that. That must be our fault. But I'm glad that you are doing dials and that you did 53. But here's what I want you to do. That if it took you, again, so the average is 29 dials per hour, and that would include getting a hold of 5% of the people, right? That includes all of it. So here's what you have. There's something that's taking too much time. So So you had five conversations, right? You had five conversations.
Right.
Those conversations should run about 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right? So a 10-minute conversation, because you're working cold market.
Right.
So that's about a 10, 12 max, okay? So if it's 10 minutes, 10 times 5 is 50 minutes, right?
Right.
If it was 12 minutes, it means 60 minutes. So that's 1 hour. Right?
Okay.
So that's
I'm taking too long.
You're taking way too long. Okay, so look. So with 53 dials, all right, now how long does it take to make a dial?
A minute or less.
Right. So it's 30 to 60 seconds. Okay. So I think it's more like 30 seconds. So if it's 53 times 30, that's about what? 26 minutes total for dialing. So we're now at an hour and a half. Right? So you scheduled two people, of course. You had five conversations. Two of them got scheduled. So look, what I see here is an hour and a half of work.
Okay.
You see that?
Yes.
Which is really perfect because that is exactly how long that should have taken you. Was an hour and a half. So
got
if you're sticking to that system, yes, baby. So if you're sticking to my plan, right? If you're scripting 10 to 12 minutes and you're not, you know, yakking too much and you're actually in control of the conversation, you're leading the conversation, you're sticking to the system, that means you would have had in 3 hours how many people you would have talked to?
Closer to 10.
It had been 10, exactly, right? Because you talked to five in what should have been an hour and a half.
Okay.
Right? So that means you would have talked to 10 people, and that means how many people would be scheduled for a presentation?
Probably four.
Just based on your numbers. Exactly. Just based on your numbers, you would have four scheduled for a presentation in the same exact 3 hours.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. And you would have had one more call back. Two people call you back from a voicemail.
Right.
Okay.
Thank
people
you.
People always wonder, how in the world did I work 20 hours a week and make my first million? I just showed you. It's about being super efficient on time. Yep. It's not wasting time. Okay. The other thing is, I'll just leave it at that. Let me leave it at that. Okay. Kimberly, excellent job. Proud of you, by the way. You read out your sprouts perfectly. Perfectly.
Thank you.
So now we can see where there's more work. Okay. Who's next, Carrie?
Okay. Next up is Nakia Dollar. Your line's open.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we're reporting our sprouts. So, I quadrupled my, prospecting time, and I actually protected it against distractions.
What does that mean, that you quadrupled your prospecting time?
Well, I book in 2 hours in the morning to do my prospecting time, but with other
don't give me the other thing. I don't need to know about that. That's, again, squashing your sprout. I just asked you, if you quadrupled it, what does it mean?
It went from 30 minutes to 2 full, solid, undistracted hours.
Okay, awesome. So 2 hours, that's excellent. But what did you do in those 2 hours? How many dials did you make?
51 dials, 25 contacts. This is cold. I was doing some leads that had, we lost contacts.
That's fine.
So I was trying to re-engage.
Awesome.
So,
yeah.
51 contacts. I had 2 appointments scheduled, and I had 1 presentation today, and we got a signed contract on the appointment today. So.
Woo, girlfriend! Now, I want to talk to you about this. Trying to prospect for 30 minutes is a complete waste of time.
Agreed.
Complete. It is. Now, I have a question for you. How many hours per week are you working your business?
I work at 40 because I'm not multi-level marketing.
It doesn't matter if you are or not. If you're in sales, you should be prospecting 80% of your time if you're in sales. Right?
Right.
I'm like, what? Yes. Okay, so Nakia, this is awesome. So with 2 hours of prospecting, 51 dials, old lead, 25 connects, 2 appointments, 1 presentation, 1 contract.
Right.
Wow. So here's what I'm saying. Most people who have businesses do not put enough time in the prospecting equation. So now look at this. So you're working 40 hours a week and you have a set aside 2 hours, which is how much? 2 hours times 5 is 10 hours of prospecting.
Yeah.
Nakia, what would happen? What would happen?
If I applied the appropriate amount of... Yeah. I wouldn't even need to work 40 hours.
You're right. You just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Look at this. So in 2 hours, this is the result. So if you multiplied that, and you made it, well, if we use the exact formula, hold on, let's look at it. Oh, Nakia, you're in real estate, right?
Right.
Girlfriend. Look at this. It'd be 32 hours a week in prospecting. You would have to hire 2 assistants. You would have millions of dollars in business.
That's the goal this year.
Can you see how it gets done?
Yeah, absolutely. Our team's goal this year is to, we were challenged after First Steps in San Diego to save 1 child for how many children we have, and our team is 3 people, so we have 7 children.
Wow.
Between the 3 of us, so our goal is to save 7.
Wow. What a goal. That's amazing. First of all, thank you so much for joining me on that mission. That's amazing. But look at this. Now I want you to look at this. You have 3 people on your team. Mm-hmm. What if the 3 people on your team had a focus of prospecting? 4 hours a day undistracted. Really, it should be more like 6 hours a day, 6 times 5, 32 hours a week. What if they did? No one would have to. You end up with too much business, right? So you'd end up expanding your staff at that point.
Makes sense? And our goal is to grow by two more members this year. So
okay.
I'm laying the foundation here.
Yeah, you are. And so there, this has to be, yes, what you said, undistracted, completely protected time. It has to be that. Or it doesn't get done, and that's how the business dies. Now we have frustration. Now we're working harder than we've ever worked on a bunch of stuff that doesn't get any results. But this activity that you did in the last 48 hours is what gets the results. So if you actually worked, let's see, 6 times 5 is 30. So let's say if you did that for 6 hours, undistracted time, what would have happened? Come on now, girlfriend. What would happen?
We'd have 4 more listings instead of just 1 this week. So
exactly.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yep. It's just numbers. It's just numbers. It's just a focus on the numbers. That's it. Now, I want you to imagine, what if your team did the same thing?
Yeah,
so there's you, right?
The third,
right?
She does all the stuff that needs to be.
All the other stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So if it's you and 1 other person that's on your team that's now increasing their skill in this area, right? So it would be 8 listings this week. No, not this week. In the last 48 hours.
Right.
That's in 48 hours.
challenge accepted, Danny.
You see what I'm saying? It's not rocket science. It's
true.
Simple.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Okay, awesome. Who's next? Thank you, girl.
Thank you.
Okay, next up is Evan Roach. Your line's open, Evan.
Hi, Evan.
Hey, Danny. How are you?
Good. Go ahead. What you got?
Okay, so since Tuesday, I presented the retail side of my business to 31. I did one presentation, business opportunity to physician, and then I presented another business opportunity to 3 individuals.
Nice. So how many total went through a business presentation? Is that 4?
No, that would have been, yes, it would have been 4.
4. Okay, excellent. Good job, Evan. That's amazing. Is this a normal week for you? I mean, is that what you normally do in 48 hours?
No, you caused me to raise my game since Tuesday.
Hey, what month? Evan, what did Monday look like?
Monday was pretty much spun my wheels for about an hour and a half in the evening after I got home from my normal 9-to-5 job.
Okay, so Monday was a 0. What about all of last week? What about all of last week? Did you do 4? Did you put 4 people in front of a presentation all of last week and do a retail presentation in front of 30 people last week?
Last week I did a retail presentation in front of about 25.
Okay. And did you put 4 people in front of a business presentation last
week? No, I did not.
What about the week before?
I have a pretty captive audience on every week with part of a networking group that I'm with, and so I get to present my what I have to offer to them. I am just noticing I did not have the script book, so I do have them now, and so hopefully they're going to help me in closing aspect and the prospect.
Yes, yes. Let me help you understand something. When it comes to being a part of networking groups, don't ever bring the business opportunity to those meetings. You will be banned and flogged.
Exactly.
What you do want to bring is what your product or your service is.
I'm learning that. I'm new to that organization, and so I get to schedule the one-to-ones to present the business side of it.
Yes, but do not lead with the business in those meetings at all, ever. Just lead with your product. Okay, good job, Evan. Proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm gonna take one more.
Okay, Carrie. Amy Peterson, you're next.
Hello.
Hi, Amy. What do
Hi.
You got?
Well, since Tuesday, I've talked to about double the people that I talked to the week before. I've actually worked the time I scheduled so far this week rather than get distracted and chase squirrels. I had my...
Okay, now, hold on. Right there, you just stomped on your sprout.
Okay.
You know how you just stumped on your sprout?
Because I said
you just
that
told
I,
me
that I have a tendency to chase squirrels.
Yep. Yeah. So if you feed your tendency of feeding squirrels, what will you do?
Chase more squirrels.
Exactly. You are a former squirrel chaser. You are no longer, because you will not give life to that. You're going to focus on your progress, not chasing squirrels. So let's try again.
Okay. I actually worked the entire time that I had scheduled. I called, well, it's been, so it was 2.5 hours that I worked today. I called 28 people plus 3 follow-ups from previously. I talked to six. I sent two to a presentation. I have callbacks scheduled with two, and two weren't interested.
Nice. Okay. The two that weren't interested is stomping on your sprout.
Okay.
Okay. You sent two people to a presentation. That's
yep.
a sprout.
Okay,
six conversations.
Three
follow-ups. Say again?
I said three to info.
Nice. Good job. Excellent, girl. Good job. Okay, here's what I want to go from here. What I want to focus you guys on is understanding duplication. And I love that we have realtors on here. I love that we have some construction, people from the construction, landscaping. There's all different types of professions that are represented here tonight and in the prospecting class. What I want you to understand is that sales is sales, period, end of story. And honestly, direct sales is by far the most powerful business model that is out there. And there is no reason why every other business cannot learn from them. They have developed millions of salespeople all over the world. They spread all over the place. So they have duplication, unlike most business models do, and it's simply because of the way that it's built. And the real estate business can be built the same way. The landscaping business can be built the same way. It's about scaling it. It's multiplying it. It's duplicating it. And so from the direct selling standpoint, it's in the simplest form. But Nakia, what I just did with Nakia, like she sees clearly, like, yeah, my other agent is prospecting 80% of the time. Oh, my gosh, what will we have? You'll have a couple more assistants and a multi-million-dollar business. Multi-millions of dollars more than what you're already generating in real estate is what you'll have. Why? Because you're focusing on the front end of the business, and that's what direct sales is brilliant at, is that when you're focused on the front end, and that means what? Getting customers. How do you get a customer? You prospect. How do you get a contract in real estate? You prospect. How do you get a landscaping contract? You prospect. How do you get a home building contract? You prospect. Okay? And that whenever you're focused on the front end, the back end will take care of itself. It will take care of itself. The problem is that people switch their mindset from front end to back end, and then they spend all their time on the back end, and now they're in trouble. So what does that mean? Here's what I want to show you. And again, those of you that are non-network marketers, pay attention closely, and you'll figure out how the numbers work for you. So when I told you, I made my first million in direct sales, right? And so what I did was, I focused, let's say January, that I used home presentations, I used conference calls, and I had minimum of three presentations a week going on. And in those three presentations, oftentimes I would be in someone's home for that presentation, right? There were other times where I used an office, or other times there was just a conference call that we put people on. Okay, so we've done every part of the model that there is to do, plus putting people on in front of a website. Okay, we've done it all. And so what I did is I would focus on recruiting, and I would drive it through their contacts, and I would have 20 to 30 people in that 30-day period that was doing 2 to 3 presentations every single week. Do you hear me? And that training, by the way, is in four different things that I want you all to pay attention to. One is called Instant Customer Goldmine. If you have a business that is retail focused, you lead with your retail, your front end is your product, then Instant Customer Goldmine is the thing you have to focus on, okay? As well as if your business is not that way, it's the front end is the business opportunity that you're leading with, okay? So if the business opportunity is what you're leading with, then it would be expose, involve, and upgrade, insider secrets, and presentation success skills. Now, how does that apply to real estate? The front end, in my opinion, for real estate can be getting listings. That would be retail. That's your product, right? You're getting someone else to allow you to make their house your product. That's front end. That would be instant customer goldmine. Okay? The back end is if you are just not looking to have a product to sell, but you're going to go sell other people's products. Okay? So that's using other people's products. That's a little bit different of a model. You make money both ways, no question. But obviously, the more listings you have and the better you are at selling those listings, the more money you make. So an instant customer gold mine, for example, if we're focusing on the front end, I want to retail my product. Okay, like Kimberly Bixby has a travel product. If she focuses on retailing that product, which most people don't in her industry, sadly, it's too bad, so sad. It's a great deal. It's a great product. I would retail it. So yeah, sign me up, man. For X amount of dollars, I get massive discounts on travel benefits. Yes, give it to me now. I've got the world to travel. But so on the front end is when your retail, the product is the focus, and that's one kind of closing. And then you back them into your business. You back them into being a wholesale distributor of that product. Okay. In Nakia's example, that would be in real estate. That is, you back them into referring business to you, right? You have them have a party for you as they bought or sold their house. They have a housewarming party. You host that housewarming party for them, Nakia. As you host that housewarming party, they have all their friends and family come over. You are there to form everybody, okay? Make friends with everybody, okay? Get the customer who you sold that house to or did that transaction with to write a testimony about how it was to work with you. This is powerful, okay? So this is how, again, that's the back end of it. The house gets sold. You want to meet all their friends and family members. So you throw the party for them in their own house. And, again, that puts you in contact with all of those people and maybe even a short presentation. You know, you do a five-minute, hey, by the way, da-da-da-da-da. You know, I just want to say that it was amazing to work with the Smiths. I absolutely loved working with them. I love their dog, Snappy. I love their kid, Scotty. You know, it's been amazing to see the family grow, and I'm so excited about the dream that they're going to be producing, you know, in this home and the laughter that's going to be happening and da-da-da-da. And look at all you fine people. Do you understand? So you could do a short presentation edifying the family and stating that, you know, real estate right now is da-da-da-da-da. So if you're ever in a place that you're looking for somebody, da-da-da-da-da. Okay. You could do a short condensed presentation in front of those people and get some new leads. Okay. So instant customer gold mine. And then the rest, right? Expose, involve, and upgrade, insider secrets, and presentation success system. These systems will show you how to do what I did. All right, so look. So January, I'd be recruiting. Now, mind you, I would recruit about 60 people. All right, 50 to 60 brand new people every single month. All right, and I would be meeting a few and getting to all their contacts using, again, instant customer goldmine, using presentation success system, expose, involve, and upgrade. Using insider secrets, okay? Those are all strategies. Those are four different strategies that I use throughout a month, all right? So with that, with those strategies, I would recruit 20 to 30. So now in February, what do I have? In February, I have 20 to 30 working people, all right? That also means I have what? If I recruited 50 to 60 and I've only got 20 to 30 that are working meaning they're doing 2 to 3 business presentations or 2 to 3 product demonstrations, every single week. Why? Because that's how they were trained. That's how they were developed. That's how we led. It wasn't this, okay, I'm going to set aside 2 hours of prospect and I'm only going to like not make one phone call. That's not how we built this. We built this as professionals. We became smarter networkers based on our results. We weren't called leaders to make because someone wanted to make us feel good. We were leaders because of our paycheck, because of our duplication. So January, you know, I'd recruit 50 to 60 using the system I taught you on Tuesday and using the system we're going to work through tonight, okay? So in February, I had 20 to 30 people working. I had 20 to 30 people just using the product or talking to a few people here and there, okay? So now, but in February, my team of 20 to 30 are doing 2 to 3 presentations every week times 4 weeks. And I now was recruiting a new 50 to 60 people that 20 to 30 of them the following month would be doing presentations. So look at the math. So by March, I have 40 to 60 people doing 2 to 3 presentations every single week. By April, I have 60 to 80 working, doing presentations for the product or the business 2 to 3 times every single week. By May, I have what? Do you see how this works? This is called duplication. So if you simply just look at the numbers, just exactly what I just broke out to these people here, Kimberly and Nakia, Imagine, for example, if Kimberly had 10 people in her group in this class. Imagine, look, Nakia, in 48 hours, right? She set aside to work today for 2 hours, did 51 dials, 25 conversations, 2 appointments, 1 contract. So if Nakia had 10 agents, distributors, whatever you want to call it, in this class with her, and they did the same thing, they're like, all right, I'm prospecting for this time. Look at how it adds up. So you've got to think beyond you. The very activity that makes people money are these dials, this script, this presentation, this close, which tonight we're going to focus on the close. First person I want to talk to is Lindsay Anderson. Lindsay Anderson, press number 1, please.
Danny.
Hi, gorgeous.
Okay. How are you?
Well, good job. So last week you had 13 people in a presentation. You enrolled 2 and you got 1 customer. So that's a 23% closing ratio. Proud of you. Good job. Let's see what we can do to improve that game. Now, look at this, Lindsay. You made 18 dials. You got a hold of 18 people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's look at this. How many hours did you work last week?
Probably 5.
Okay. Lindsay, why are you working 5 hours a week?
Well, it's a newer business, and I'm realizing after Tuesday that I need to do at least 10 hours a week.
What do you mean it's a newer business?
Hours.
How long have you been a part of your company?
1 month.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that. And by the way, you know, people throw around the number 5 hours a week. I'm only working 5 hours a week and I'm making $1 million. Just because someone else is working 5 hours a week doesn't mean it's good for you. Right? And
right.
Here's the deal. Let me ask you a question. Do you have some significant goals with your business?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Why are you in your business?
My main goal is to help people.
Be a little bit more specific than that. Help people what?
Well, it's a health business, so helping people heal their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I see it as an avenue to get people to you.
Well, that's really sweet of you. Why the heck do you want to get them to me?
For other healings, healing in their marriage,
yes.
Healing in their finances.
Yes.
Yes.
I get it. Okay, Lindsay. So with 5 hours a week, Mama, do you want to learn how to do this fast or slow?
I would like to do it a lot faster.
Okay. So do you know that on 5 hours a week, that is the slow way to China, walking, actually
yes.
Tiptoeing. that's torture, man. That's like absolute torture. That's having one fingernail pulled off, you know, slowly, right? Like it taking an hour for one person to pull one fingernail off. Like that is torture. 5 hours a week is absolute torture. Okay?
Yes.
So if you want to get good at it, the more hours you put in the beginning, the less you'll have to put it in the end. But if you're working 5 hours a week, it just takes longer to get good at it just because it's harder to get the rhythm. It's harder to motivate yourself on 5 hours a week. It's just hard. That's if you want to become a professional, right? So it's really about how serious are you about helping people get healed? How serious are you about helping their families healed, their marriages healed, their finances healed, their bodies healed, their kids' bodies healed? Like, how serious are you about that? How many people do you want to bring into the fullness of full transformational healing in 2018?
I want to talk to at least 1,000 people.
This
I want
year.
At least to help at least 1,000 people, yes.
You want to help 1,000 people. So if we break that up by 12 months, and this month is already over, we're in a new month, right? So we have 11
right.
months left. Right? So then how many people is that per month?
Close to 100.
Close to 100? people a month. Yeah, you're right. Close to 100 people a month, right? So this is between you and the sales force that you build, that you want to build a sales force that has 1,000 people in it.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So on 5 hours a week, okay, last week you got 2 people started. Are you seeing what I'm throwing at you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the customer you got, that's a life that's changed, right? That customer is now putting healthy things inside their body, right? So is the 2 people that you enrolled, because they're customers also, right? They're a part of the business. They're now a product of the business as well. So that's 3 people that you helped, all right? If I could just get you – now, look, in 5 hours there was 18 dials, honey. 18 conversations. The conversations are supposed to be how long? Look at you laughing at it. You know where I'm going.
10 minutes. 10 minutes. I wrote it down in big bold letters.
Yeah. Yeah. So that 10-minute conversation, right? And you know why it's a 10-minute conversation? Because people are busy. And when they see you on the phone for 30 minutes with them, they're thinking that's what they're going to have to do. And they don't have time for that crap. Right? So 18 times 10 is 180 minutes. Divided by 60 equals, darn it,
2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Or wait, no, something like that, yeah. I can't do math under pressure.
Neither can I. Neither can my calculator that's on my desk. It's 3. About 3 hours. Yeah, it's 3 hours. Okay. So time to shore up those conversations, okay?
Yep.
Quit trying to woo them, all right? You're trying to woo them by sweet-talking them, by talking too much and too long, okay? So your presentation, you had 13 people go through a presentation. Phenomenal, by the way. Amazing numbers. So with 13 people going through a conversation, through a presentation, how long was that presentation, or was it a web presentation? Did you send them to a place to see a presentation? How'd that work?
Yeah, I send them to a recorded webinar.
Wow.
It's about an hour long.
That takes none of your time.
Yeah.
There was no time in the presentation. So that means the other 2 hours you were begging someone to get started. Because it takes 5 to 10 minutes to read a closing script.
Yeah, and those conversations are taking way too long.
Yeah, it means you're begging people. If the closing conversation is longer than 10 minutes, we are begging people. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's get to work on this puppy. I'm excited for you. All right, you ready?
Yes. Now, I do the closing script on page 22.
Perfect.
And this might be my biggest problem is I try to tweak it because I'm leading more with my product.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, because I wrote a brand new script today for the class I did earlier that is really all retail and product. So guess what? I've got a new script for you.
Yay.
Okay, so here's the deal. Are you saying that that 1 hour webinar is only about the product, to retail the product?
No, it is not. It is also about the business opportunity.
Oh. So you chicken out. You chicken out. Is that what it is? Okay, you're a what?
I'm assuming that they just want the product.
Yeah, you are. And? Is that helping to change someone's life?
It is not. I was listening to my script book audios, and it reminded me today that I'm not God, and I do not know all things.
That's right. That's right. So don't put your fear on someone else by cheating them out of the opportunity. Okay?
Okay.
So, ring, ring, hello?
Hi, Danny? Sorry. Hi, Danny?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good.
How's your day been going so far?
Good.
Did you get a chance to watch that video yet?
I did.
Great. Say, I just wanted to let you know just a little bit about my experience with the company so far. And I don't really know if you want me to actually share because...
You're not going to say the company name.
Okay. Just a couple of months ago, I was dealing with a lot of chronic health problems, chronic fatigue, a lot of skin issues. And I actually started on the product a few weeks ago, and literally within 15 minutes, I could feel the difference in my body.
Wow.
I kind of accidentally started sharing it with people, and within the first month, I actually generated about $3,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Danny, what did you like about what you saw in the video?
I really loved the packaging of the product. I loved the health benefits of it as well.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
I'm getting older and my body started heating up recently. My hair is getting thinner. just to name a few.
Okay. You said your hair was getting thinner too?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Okay, well, Danny, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Well, I would want to make a lot, obviously.
Okay.
I mean, who wouldn't want to make a lot?
What for?
I have a goal to rescue 1,000 slaves from the sex trade, kids, actually, 1,000 kids from the sex trade, and that's a $5 million project. So, yeah, that's what's for.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Danny, in your current job, how long is it going to take you to be able to rescue those 1,000 kids from the sex trade?
It might take 5 years, maybe.
Okay. So, Danny, where do you see yourself getting started? Just at the bottom, working slowly towards getting some thicker hair, maybe not feeling those getting older things as much as you are now, and rescuing kids from the sex trade? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort?
Well, I obviously want to earn 2 times the amount of money.
Great.
Obviously.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
So then, Danny, this is normally then, of course, I obviously am not following that exact script when I'm doing it because I'm talking about the product.
But wait.
But it works.
You said great welcome. Wait. Great welcome aboard. The script isn't done.
So this is what I normally will say.
No, stop.
You have internet.
No, stop. Great. Welcome aboard. What does it say?
Oh, how do you want your name spelled on your check?
Okay. J-O-H-N-S-O-N is my last name. D-A-N-I. Why would you skip that statement?
I don't know. I guess I've never read that.
I guess you haven't. But that's part of the assumptive close that you're not doing.
Gotcha. Okay.
Assumptive close is the most powerful close that exists. I just told you why I want to do this, and you're going to talk me out of it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, here's what I noticed. I have a question for you. So out of 10 people, well, out of the 13 people that looked at that one-hour webinar, how many of them say that they like the products?
Okay, now I'm thinking back. They don't really talk about the products. They talk about what the product can do for them. So
no, but that's still the product, right? So I, what I'm asking, out of 13 people that see the business, see the webinar, when you ask the question, what did you like about what you saw, how many of them say something about the product?
I would say about 50%.
Okay. That tells me that that presentation, Gorgeous, is more focused on the product than it is the business, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, so here's what I got for you. I am so excited. I'm really excited about this. Here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
Let me do it with you. First of all, you're assuming I don't want anything to do with the business. That's probably your biggest mistake, and you've already caught yourself there. But I want you to turn the page for me, because there is a beautiful script right there on page 24.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to show you, because if you're more – are you more product-driven than you are anything else?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And guess what? That's good. If you are more product-driven, there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually a great strength that you have. You know that, Lindsay, when I was homeless, do you know that first year, my business, I built it on products, especially my first 90 days. I would sell 40 weight loss programs at $125 each at the first week of the month. In the first week, sell out 40 of those weight loss programs. For the rest of the time, then I would start recruiting. And I would recruit from the 40. You remember hearing the story, right, that I – remember this? Mm-hmm. I know you were at for the first steps where I taught this, where I had collected a bunch of customers, right? And I would do 10 deliveries to 10 people all at the same, meaning I would do one delivery to 10 people at the same time. Then I invited all of them. Do you remember this? I think it was it in Atlanta that I did this example? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
Might have been Atlanta. So where I then invited, it was Atlanta because I had just come back from Hawaii. So I then invited everybody, and said, we're having all out massive growth right now. I can't possibly keep up with the growth. Would you mind coming? I'm actually going to be interviewing some people. I'm looking for some help. Would you mind coming to share your story about how the product has affected you? I had 70 people show up. They were all my customers. I did the business presentation for them. I pulled out just a few of them to tell their stories, and I closed the room. That month, I did $70,000 in personal sales. $70,000. Actually broke an international record with a $2 billion company that month. No one's ever done $70,000 in a single month. So, and that's because I was product driven. I wanted to help people lose weight. And then what happened is I had too many people to handle. So that was about, let me recruit some people to help me with all these customers. All right. So I have something for you that you're going to love. You ready? I'm going to walk you through it. Be as natural as you would. You just saw the webinar. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
I'm so excited. All right. So ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Lindsay. How's it going?
Good.
Good. This is Danny. Did you have a good rest of the day?
I have, yes.
That's awesome. Did you get a chance to review that webinar?
Yes, I did.
Good job. Wanted to tell you, my daughter got started on that product, and she had a lot of pain in her body, and she kept hurting herself. Like, she hurt her knee, she hurt her arm, and she had so much swelling in her body, and she used to nap constantly. And just had no energy and was kind of low and kind of depressed. And she got started on that product. And instantly, I watched my kid turned back into the daughter I've always known. She no longer was limited by pain in her body. I can't believe I'm getting emotional about this. It really has changed her life. She's not limited by pain anymore. She's got a smile on her face. She's like totally high energy now. She's not napping at all. She's not feeling defeated, like she can't get anything done. I mean, she like pops in at me at 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night. Mom, what are you doing? And then just comes over to the house. I mean, this kid slept so much after having her two babies, and she is not sleeping her life away anymore. So what did you like about what you saw on that video?
Man, I really like the stories about, especially the pregnant mom that wasn't completely exhausted, because I'm actually pregnant right now. And like, I've been literally on my couch. Like, I can't, it's exhausting for me to take a shower. And just the thought of maybe being able to get up and like have my life back, that would be amazing.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
Well, I've had like some really bad chronic health issues for about 2-3 years now, and, you know, suffered from some losses and just trouble kind of like maintaining pregnancies and all that. And so now that I actually am pregnant, I'm very grateful that I'm pregnant. But you add pregnancy to all of my chronic health issues, and I have not been able to, like, even get off my couch.
Yeah. I'm really sorry to hear that, Lindsay. It's terrible. The next step is to try the product and let your body tell you whether or not it works. And at that point, you will know if this is something that you really want to get behind. They have a risk-free trial, 100% money-back guarantee. Most people like to start off with our basic health pack, which is our most popular product that will help you get your life back, help you get off the couch, no longer be exhausted just to take a shower, and really help to get you past those chronic health issues. So right now they have a special on it. It's only $170 to be able to get your life back. So if you'd like, we can get the order department on the line right now and get your order placed so that you can have this product in your hands as soon as possible. Then I suggest getting familiar with our support marketing and training systems while you're waiting for your product to arrive, and get you started in a way to where you can get familiar about what it is. And then once you get it inside your body, let your body tell you whether or not this is something that you want to do.
That's so good. Sign me up.
So Lindsay, what's the address that you would like to have your life sent back to you in a box?
It's 55 Fifth Avenue in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Okay. And then how did you want to take care of that?
I got my MasterCard right here.
Okay, awesome. All right, so Lindsay, that's what I did. So what I did was is that I took you from 22, if your product is your focus, right? So that's one way you can do it, all right? So always ask those first two questions. What did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. Because you want, and if that person is product focused and you're product focused, right? Because that's your passion, is building people on the product. Then you use Instant Customer Goldmine to now back them into the business. All right.
Okay.
So I also want to do another example. All right. I want to give one more example to this. And again, this is so important when it comes to closing, is let the client close themselves. Let the client close themselves. How the client closed themselves is question 1 and 2 on page 22. That's how the client closes themselves. What did you like about what you saw? tell me more about that. If you're one-on-one with somebody, you want to take copious notes as to what they're saying so you can repeat that right back to them. So if you want to first just focus on selling the product, ask question one and two, and then you can turn over the page and go straight to page 24. The next step is try the product. Now, because you showed them the business opportunity with the product, page 24 makes sense.
Okay.
Makes sense? So mm-hmm. The next step is to try our product and let your body tell you whether or not it works. And at that point, you will know if this is something that you really want to get behind. They have a risk-free trial, 100% money-back guarantee. Most people start off with the full-life pack. And that full-life pack is only $170. So if you'd like, we can get you, and then I repeat it back, right, so that you can, as a pregnant mom, no longer feel exhausted just to take a shower, and that you can feel like you get your life back and no longer deal with these chronic health issues. So if you'd like, I can take you to the order department right now and get your order placed so that you can have your life back sent to you in a box as soon as possible. So that's one. Let me give you one, the one I created today, which as I've just walked through that with you, I like my other one. You decide how you feel with it. Okay, you ready? Here's the script. Yep. Now, for all of you, anybody that's listening right now that you're in love with your product, your retail of your product is the most important thing to you, then this is for you. For those of you that your product is not the most important thing to you, and the business is the most important thing to you, then you use page 22 as is. Do not change that. Stick to that. But for those of you who are product-driven, today as I was dealing with a product-driven group, I'm like, I don't have a script that's like perfect for just that. So here it is. You ready? So the first question is, what did you like about what you saw? So Lindsay, let's go through that again. So I would say, what did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. Okay. Then number three, what I would say to you, is, Lindsay, so sorry. I'm looking at my note here. Okay, here we go. All right, so let's just go through it. It's just easier if I flow through it. Okay, so Lindsay, what did you like about what you saw?
I really liked the stories, and especially from the pregnant mom who was talking about how she wasn't feeling as fatigued as she had before.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about that.
Well, I'm pregnant right now, and just with all the health issues that I've had, you add pregnancy to that, and it's just been so much more intense than my other pregnancies. Like, I can barely get off my couch most days, and taking a shower is absolutely exhausting. So I'd like to be able to actually do something during the day.
Mm. Okay. So, Lindsay, are you serious about being able to get off the couch, get your life back, not being exhausted pregnant mom with a bunch of health issues? Are you ready to be able to move past that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, great job. Welcome aboard. How do you want, what address would you like your life to be sent back to you in a box?
555 Fifth Avenue in Sioux Falls.
Okay. And what else intrigued you about what you saw on that webinar from the product standpoint?
I really liked, from the product standpoint, I really liked that I could give it to my kids, too.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I've done a lot of research about all the garbage that's in our food, and I know my kids aren't getting the nutrition that they should be, and sometimes I feel guilty about that, but it's kind of hard to figure out what to give them. So I like that I can just give them this, and it's kind of all right there.
Okay. All right. So how do you want to take care of your kids, no longer having garbage put in their mouth, but knowing that you're going to be able to put something amazingly healthy inside of them, as well as you being able to get your life back, not being exhausted taking a shower anymore? How do you want to take care of that? You want to do it on Visa, MasterCard, check?
I have my MasterCard out.
Okay, cool. All right, there you go.
That's so good.
Okay, what is good about that? Why do you say that's so good? What happened inside of you?
You made it like a duh for me. Like the person is just, I mean, you made me talk about how serious I am, and you were just like at that point, I would have felt stupid if I was like, no, I don't want to have my life back and take care of my kids.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So you closed yourself.
Yep.
You closed yourself. So again, the first question is, tell me what you liked about what you saw. Sorry, what did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. What address would you like to have this sent to so that you can repeat what they liked about it, which are their needs being filled, right? What else intrigued you about what you saw? Tell me more about that. And that's the add-on. All right? How would you like to take care of this being shipped for you and your kids to your home?
And you sounded like you actually cared. Mm-hmm. It was like you were asking me for my credit card, but it was, you cared. It was good.
And what communicates to you that I care is simply because I am repeating what you said to me.
Mm-hmm.
We have the same goal. That your kids are going to have healthy nutrients going in their body, and mom isn't going to worry about whether or not she's poisoning her kids anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's just simply repeating what you said to me. That's it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. So those are one of two options. But, again, if you want to just be totally focused on that product and then you want to back them into – the business, that's going to happen through the follow-up. And here's what I want you to do is the first, that night, I want you to write a thank you card. Let me give you an example of a good thank you card and a bad thank you card, because this now begins the follow-up process. So the good thank you card would say something like this. Lindsay, it was such an honor to talk to you today. And I'm so excited about you getting your life back. And the days of being exhausted in the shower are going to be history in the next 7 days. I can't wait to hear when your chronic health is gone, and also how good you feel about your kids getting such great nutrition. Thanks so much for being a part of my life today. I'll talk to you in 7 days. God bless you, Danny. Now, when I've closed you on your product, by the way, I would tell you it takes 7 to 10 days to get the product, if that's how long it takes. I'm going to call you on the 7th day to see if you got it and everything is okay and that you know how to use it and that it came exactly how we wanted it to. If it's not there, then I'll call you back on the 10th day. But I just want to make sure that I'm there with you, for you, on the phone when you get it to make sure everything is perfect. All right, so I'm going to tell you that after I've gotten your credit card number and everything shipped, right?
Yes.
And then you're going to get a card from me in the next 2 days. I'm going to write that card that night, and the card's going to be wrapped around what's most important to you. Okay, let me give you an example of a bad card, a bad thank you card. Lindsay, Thank you so much for becoming my customer. I really appreciate your business. I hope that you would be happy sending me some referrals in the future when you find that this product really works. God bless. Have a great day. Danny. That's a bad card. The second card example is saying it's all about me. I just got business from you. The first card is saying your goal is important to me. Awesome. Okay, so that new script, you use either one. So if you want to, and by the way, is there a product webinar? Is there just a product webinar?
Not that I've seen.
Okay, and that's not a problem. But when you're having people, when you're asking the questions like, what did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. And you're really feeling that the product is the thing that you want to focus on, then you go ahead and you can go straight into 24 or you can use this new script I just gave you. Okay? If not, if you want to still, you know, just say, you know, no, I want to actually learn how to present that business and I want to build that business. I want to build the business side of it. Then you just stick. And exactly what we did the first time through. You stick to that page 22 all the way to the end. How do you want your name spelled on those checks? Okay. And I did sense that you were afraid to ask me the question, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Yeah, I hate that question.
I know. Because you actually don't want to sell them the business. That's what I'm hearing from you.
Yep.
You don't want to sell them the business. Okay? So again, it's your call. But if you don't want to sell them the business, then don't. If you really want to just push the product, then push the freaking product. Have fun pushing that product, but don't push the product and cheat them out of the opportunity.
Okay.
Don't cheat them out of it. So if you want, and again, I mean, come on, Lindsay, you had 2 out of 13 say yes to the business opportunity. You did a great job. That's a great job. So what I'm saying to you is drop the fear and just go for it with asking them that question. Do you want to make a little or a lot? Never assuming that they don't want to, but assuming that they do. Okay? And so if you choose to go for it, I think you're going to be very successful with it. I really do. What I can tell you is that distributors are more committed to the product than retail customers are, always. So even if you go for the whole thing, you go for the big package and you're wanting to close them for the big package, that person, even if they never do anything with the business, they will be a much more faithful customer than someone that you just retailed the product to. And the reason is they're bought in. They're bought into the mission much more. Do you know what I mean? They have more invested into it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, again, most of my career, I did not just retail products. And from when I was homeless, I did. That was bread and butter. But I quickly moved then to the model of pitching the business because I found that when I did that, the customers, the people who were destined to be a customer were much more committed to it. They actually referred business to it. You know what I mean? Maybe they didn't go out and make a ton of money, but that was okay. They still were faithful to the product and they still shared it now and again to other people. But when you just have a retail customer, that is not always the case of what happens. So it's really about how much someone is bought in. So I really believe that you have the capacity to really pitch that business. I think you speak really well. I think you have a great attitude. I think you're very believable. You have a great phone voice. All of that stuff works for you well. So I'm saying carry it to the end. And if nothing else, they end up on the product anyway. But here's what's interesting. Out of your 13, 2 you enrolled, 1 you got as a customer. So you're actually stronger for pitching the business than you think you are.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're like,
yep.
But I'm scared. Don't be scared. You got this. You totally got this. All right? So those are some options. Pick one and drive the one, okay? Pick one, drive the one, all right? So you can decide, all right, I'm going to build a retail-based business and I'm going to back them in. You got your plan. You've got your script. You need instant customer gold mine. Prospect and closure rate of millions. Insider secrets is hugely important for a retail-based business. Expose, involve, and upgrade.
Okay.
Those are most important. By the way, your product and your company works beautifully for home parties. Oh, my gosh.
I'm doing my first one this weekend. I'm so excited.
Do you have presentation success system?
Yes, I do.
Good job. I want you to listen to that. I want you to study that. You're going to nail it. But Instant Customer Goldmine shows you how to do a product party and get a ton of referrals at it and have other people book their parties that night.
Okay.
So it creates a lot of momentum with a ton of referrals really fast. All right, I'm stoked for you. Okay, girl.
Thank you.
The choice is yours. Before you go to bed tonight, make the decision which one you're going to lead with and run with it.
Okay.
So if you lead with the business, you always end up with a customer. Always. If you lead with the product, you can end up with a distributor. You can. It just takes a little longer.
Okay.
So at the very least, if you end up presenting the full package to them, and they end up going, no, that's really not for me. You're going to get them as a customer, and then you still have the opportunity to back them into the business. You still got that chance. Can you see what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're recruiting me, you're showing me the webinar, I see that, you take me all the way through page 22, and I end up saying, you know, gosh, I don't know. Okay? At the very least, I'm going to come back to, no, let's switch around. So let's say I take you all the way through that script, right, after you were telling me the pregnant mom thing, the exhausting, the shower, right? And you say, you know, I'm just really not sure about the whole business part. I'm not sure that I could spend that kind of money. You say, no problem. Why don't we go ahead and let your body be the lab? Let's get you set on a path to where you can get your life back and as a pregnant mom no longer be exhausted just to take a shower, and be able to bring some healing to those chronic health issues you suffered with for the last 2 to 3 years, as well as know that you're giving your kids proper nutrition instead of garbage. So as you see how the product works inside of you, and at that point, then you can decide whether or not you ever want to share it with someone else. So what address would you like your life sent back to you in a box? Boom.
Mm-hmm.
What else intrigued you that you saw with those nutritional products? That's what you tell me about the kids. Great. How do you want to take care of that? Visa, MasterCard, or cash? Bam. Got it?
Yep.
So if you start from the top, you will always end up landing with the customer.
Okay, I'm excited.
No matter what, you make money. Then as you follow up with that customer, you use Instant Customer Goldmine with them, they end up backing themselves into the business accidentally. Why? Because they end up having a home party for health. They have a bunch of friends over. They're not a distributor yet. You're like, wow, man, Kimberly, oh, geez, this is $1,000 worth of revenue just came in, and you're not a rep. You actually are a rep, and you started at this package. This is how much you would have made tonight. Choice is yours. See, it's already working. Booyah! Okay. It's so much freaking fun. It makes me miss it.
So much fun.
Okay? All right, girl. I'm excited for you. Good job. Really proud of you. You did. By the way, you were number one in presentations in the whole class.
Wow.
You kicked everybody's butt. No one else did better than you. Number two was Diane McGuigan. Number three was Clara Peplinski with 11 presentations. And then Pam Musgrove had 9 presentations. So you crushed it, girlfriend. You crushed it, you crushed it, you crushed it. Excellent job.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Carrie, go ahead and put her back in the class. I want to see if there is anyone in the travel business that will ever do a travel party. And I have some ideas for a travel party. I'm gonna give you my idea right now. Hans and I last night, you know, I wanted to go to Africa for 18 years. Why haven't I gone? Because all these other trips got in the way. I went on all these other trips. I've traveled like to, I don't know, over 50 countries. But Africa has been calling out to me for 18 years, right? So I realized this year, you know why I haven't been to Africa yet? Because I've been waiting for my husband to want to go to Africa, number one. He still doesn't want to go. And number two, I've had other opportunities to go to other countries. You know, like Latvia. I never wanted to go to Latvia. I've been there 3 times now. Okay, this sucks. Why did I go to Latvia? This is dumb. So Hans and I have like a few places that we want to go. And then, you know, then there's the issue of, okay, now it's about time of year. Our anniversary is every September. Okay, now listen to my idea because you guys can use this. So what I have is I last night I sat with him and I said, can we just print out a world map? And on the world map, we're going to write down, we're going to circle the country we want to go to, and we're going to put the month and year that we're going to go on that. Because, for example, we said 3 years ago that for our anniversary, which is September 3rd, it's our legal wedding anniversary, that we wanted to go to Thailand. We wanted to go to Asia, right? And this is like 4 years, actually, it was 4 years ago that we said that for our 25th legal wedding anniversary, if you don't know our story, we have a biblical marriage back in May 22nd of 27 years ago. It'll be 27 years this May, which means he entered her and I had a baby. That's what it says in the Bible that constitutes the marriage. But anyway, so we have like 2 anniversaries. We have the day Erica was conceived, and then we have when we legalized, according to the state of Hawaii, our wedding. Well, September, okay, so we wrote down, okay, 4 years from now, for our 25th, we are going to go to Thailand. And then now we do research. Guess what? The worst time of year to be in Thailand is in September. So then we're going researching. We want to go to China. Well, that's not the best time to go to in September. So then I was like, okay, there's certain times of the year that are better to go to certain countries, like South America or Africa. The best time to go is June, July, and August, right? China, our winter is better to go to China. You know, September is the greatest time to go to Bora Bora. Anyway, there's certain times of the year better to go. So those of you who are in the travel business, I think if you had a travel party, you would inspire people to want your product. And so last night I printed out a map. It's a world map. And I wrote down on there a list of all the places that I haven't been yet that I want to go to. And then we started to circle the country and then put down, okay, what date are we going to go to that? So we started to make a plan, but it's visual. It's like looking at the whole world. Wow, yeah, we want to go here. We want to go there. We want to go here. We want to go there. Dreaming together, thinking about the future. And I believe that if somebody called me and they formed me and is a friend of mine and asked, found that I wanted to travel and invited me over and that, hey, we're going to have a bunch of us are getting together and we're going to talk about travel. We're going to talk about wanting to travel the world and different places that we'd like to go and researching opportunities to do it cheaper. Done. I'm at your freaking house. There's a whole lot of us that want to travel and we want to do it economically. And so if you guys use that same concept, like here's a map, you pass that map out. All right. 5 places that you want to go. Circle the places that you want to go. Right. Rather than just the United States, like let's get out of the country. Let's go travel the world. Right. And so, and then the presentation would be, yeah, but it's too expensive. You handle all those objections. You do a presentation for the opportunity to, you can retail that travel package or you can wholesale that travel package. Either one with that home presentation of travel. I think that is, in fact, I don't know how many companies are actually doing that, but I think that it would work. Actually, I know of one that is doing travel home parties, and it works. Actually, now that I think about it, it works really well. They're over a $1 billion business now, and they do home parties about travel. So if you got a travel product and you're not doing the model that I just gave Lindsay, and you're not doing the model I just talked about, meaning if you're not using it from a retail standpoint or at least using it to fish for retail to back them into the business, you're missing out on a lot of opportunity. There's so much that you can do, especially with travel. Travel is so hot right now, and it's only going to get hotter and hotter and hotter. The world is getting smaller and smaller and smaller because of the internet and the opportunity to travel. All right, so guys, you're going to get your homework assignment. You're going to get the email from us reminding you to send in your homework. Remember, February 2nd, homework is due. You're going to give me your numbers. You're also going to report to me your sprouts for the week. I am so happy with everyone that shared their sprouts. I'm happy that you guys took action, and I want you to think about this. What if you had 10 of your reps in the class with you, and they were all taking action like you are? Every person that shared their sprouts said that they did more in the last 48 hours than they'd done the last week. Okay, why? Because we're focused on it right here, right now. So imagine if you had 10, 20, 30, 100 of your reps walking through the same exact class. What would happen? That's how I built my business, friends. It's simple math and it's skill set. It's multiplying skill, duplicating skill. That is how you get to millions. So we're going to make that happen. I told you my goal is 1,000 people this year. I'm going to help 1,000 people become powerful prospectors and closers. That could, in fact, I got the offer today. I have one leader that has thousands of people in their group. They're like, can I just have you do that with my company? Just my company only. Not sure if I'm willing to do that or not. But we will do at least 1,000 people this year through these prospecting and closing classes. We will be doing a presentation course, live, like in person. And we will be doing, perhaps a prospect and closure way to millions event, a live event, a whole day seminar, maybe a day and a half seminar on nothing but prospecting and closing. All right. So guys, I'm going to make this post on Facebook right now, so that we can talk to each other, for a couple of minutes. And what I want to do is I want to hear your sprouts, when I see this. I mean, I'm making this post. I want to ask you what have been your sprouts? You're the only ones that are going to know what I'm talking about. And I want you to tell me what your sprouts are, the improvements that you made, and also what did you get out of even just tonight's class? How can you apply what you learned? So, Nakia, please come on Facebook and write this to me. So what I want to do right now is let's open up the lines. Everybody say goodnight and God bless. I'm going to spend a few minutes right here on Facebook. I want to be reading your responses. I'll read the rest of them in the morning. I'll read some of them tomorrow in the afternoon. I just want to stay in close contact with you guys. So anyway, Terry, can you open up the lines, please?
Thank you, and God bless.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.